Blog Talk Radio.
Python Radio, brought to you by Moralia Python Forum, moraliapythons.com. Go over there, check it out, the best forum for carpets and Moralia on the web. We are days away, folks, from
Yay!
Carpet Fest. That is right, days away. Good.
I hate that.
You've got to get a better audience out.
You would do. That really sucks.
People that are applauding for us, they sound like they're in a tin can or something. I don't know.
It's absolutely fucking terrible. I mean,
it's like the worst sound effect I could ever get.
I mean, we suck. I mean, that's just the bare bones of it is we have all these people out there. If you are listening and you are somewhat good at getting audio files, for the love of God, send this man some type of applause. Yeah, please. Also send him whatever you want. He's got that stupid Dark Side clip. Give him some other things. Play that. You play that, I'll kill you. So.
You underestimate the power of the Dark Side.
Come on, I have to.
I hate you so much. So, give us some audio. We promise we won't be too annoying with that crap. It will be terrible. Yeah. But anyway.
That's why you don't have control of it, Owen.
Exactly. I have no power here. I'm at the mercy of the sound effects. But I am extremely excited for Carpet Fest. My work pulled me into the office today, and they're like, hey, we need you to work this weekend. And I told them, absolutely not.
Oh, man.
They're like, well, wait, you've never done this before. I'm like, I swear to God, I will call out sick. I will do whatever it takes. I'm not going.
Wow.
So, yeah, I am definitely no. So they took away my week-long vacation, but I still have this weekend off. So at least I got that. So we will see, and it's gearing up to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I can't wait. I actually have the whole weekend also. I know that I'm heading down with Zach, and I think Dave Kelly is heading down with us as well.
Yeah.
And, we're making the road trip, and we're heading down Friday afternoon. I don't know if we're heading to anybody's place or not, but I know that was on the table. We were going to check out some people's collections that are down there in the Morelia capital of the U.S.
Right.
But I know... once we get settled in, and I think Sunday we were going to go to the zoo that all the Condro guys talk about. I'm drawing a blank which one it is, but I know that every time we had a Condro guy from Maryland on, they talk about how they would go and see this Condros, and I believe Trooper Walsh was there.
Was the National Zoo, but that can't be what you're talking about.
No, I don't think so. It's something in Maryland. But
the Maryland Zoo?
I'm drawing, Maybe. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know.
Actually, one of my friends is the elephant keeper at the Maryland Zoo. So
Oh, really?
If I have time, I'm going to go to the Maryland Zoo and just, like, you know, pet a giraffe or something. So
there you go.
These are connections you have when you hang out with Owen. I mean, you've seen my Facebook. I'm like, one picture, I'm like poking a rhino in the face. It's okay. So
yeah, good time.
He didn't enjoy it, but it's whatever. So.
So yeah, we have the some awesome contributions from for the Rico Walter auction.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
It's disgusting this year with the amount of fantastic animals that are up for auction, and I'm almost afraid of what's going to happen next year.
Yeah.
Holy crap, how do we top this?
Yeah, I did see the
escalation.
The chondros that Buddy is putting up, or the chondro, I should say.
Yes. Yeah, we have a leopard gecko up there.
We have a leopard gecko?
I'm sorry, not gecko, crested gecko. Leopard gecko. Crested gecko. You
know,
yeah,
we have the rough scale, the zebra jag, the inland.
Right.
A voucher for the diamonds. I got to tell you,
voucher.
Man, that's got me pretty.
A voucher
pretty
for the diamonds?
Oh, look at this. I didn't even see this one. This one is added. It's a... two passes to the International Collective Arboreal Symposium. And that was donated by Mark, Barry, and Buddy. So
that's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. And
I should bid on those. Oh, wait. I should bid on those passes. Oh, wait. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I already got them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's awesome. We're proud to be a sponsor of the Arboreal Symposium. And you can go over and check out the ArboyleSymposium.com for more info. That is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Another weekend of...
Can't wait for that. Another weekend.
Morelia fun. I got to tell you that the tiger that Hesham put up...
That's a good-looking tiger.
That one. What's that?
That's a good-looking tiger. I mean...
Yeah. I would definitely put that with some citrus tiger, and it would be...
You would put anything with stripes with your citrus tiger. Luckily, you have 8 of them, so it's okay.
More than that. Oh, we got an IJ. That's an IJ Jag
right.
Sid. That is by James Johnson. I'm glad we got pictures. Oh, look. Oh, when you put up a picture.
Shut up. Shut up.
A female caramel with some tiger blood in there, right?
There is tiger blood in there. She shed... 2 days ago, and that picture is severely outdated. She is starting to get her caramel color, and she's so pretty. I'm like, oh, God damn it. I may have picked the wrong one here. So she's gorgeous. And it's funny is that there are two rogue animals, and I only put up one. I think the one after that is a Hycon male, which was produced by me, but it's not being put up by me. So
right.
Yeah.
So we got some cool stuff on the auction block, and it goes to a good cause. It's all going to Mr. Rico Walter, so that's awesome stuff.
Can't think of any better cause. And before we get any further, a quick shout to, again, my friends Jason and Christina and their son Zach. Unfortunately, Zach is headed back to Children's Hospital Philadelphia. And it doesn't look like they're kind of up in the air about coming down to Carpet Fest. I hope they make it because I know that the kids are definitely looking forward to it. So hopefully they make it. If not, we will definitely make sure we bring pictures or maybe a chondro or something back. Who knows? So
all right.
Good luck to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That poor kid. But
I know. It just isn't. Fair. So.
Yeah. Well.
Either way.
Oh, man. We got, now we got to give a shout out to Mr. Howard Redding, Redding Reptile Breeders, the sponsor.
If you say his name 3 times, he shows up. So.
Yeah, I know. Here he is.
No!
Is that you, Howard?
That it is. How you guys doing this evening?
Pretty good. What's up, man?
I'm doing good, man.
I'm, first of all, to touch off with what you were saying, Owen, about Zach and Jason and Christina, it's, you know, that's, they're strong. They are strong people to be able to handle what they do.
Yeah.
You know, and I wish them all the best. You know, I certainly hope Zach is healthy enough to come because I'm sure he, I know he wants to be here.
Mm.
You know, I know he wants to go to Carpet Fest and see all these guys and see all these animals and everything else. So that's one of the definite thoughts on my mind.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, if they end up going to be admitted, I'll try to stop by. I walk by CHOP every day, so.
Gotcha.
We'll see.
Yeah, so definitely best wishes on that front for Zach, the little guy who, the little engine they will, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Hopefully.
I got Julie to click on, too.
Yay!
Oh, cool. Not her. Oh, great.
Hey, what's up,
wait,
Julie?
Yeah, that's right. Julie makes fun of me too much. You shouldn't click her on.
Come on, Owen. You're so easy to make fun of. I mean, you know.
That is true.
Somebody has to do it.
We don't have to do it. Everybody just enjoys it too much.
Right. I mean, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, no, okay. Well,
sorry.
Girls got to have hobbies, you know?
Hey, beautiful. How the hell you doing?
Pretty good, Hot Pants. How you doing?
Terrible. This is awkward.
Terrible. That unknown animal that I got, yeah, it was a complete slugfest. I might have three that are good.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no. But they were
That's
so pretty.
Yeah, I expected
so
it to be
pretty.
A
Those
lot better than that.
No,
thank you, sir. You too.
You think that has to do with getting them in the so late in the season? You know what I mean? So they're not settled into your place?
You know what? Bale and I were discussing this minutes ago. And what I contributed to is that the male wasn't cooled properly.
Mm.
Or that, you know, they weren't cycled properly. Because once I purchased them, I got them home. 3 days later, they were locked up on and off for the next week. And then there was no interest. I took him out for a while, put him back in, and there was a lock for a day. And then I cycled, and then nothing. So I was like, all right, cool. So I pulled her out. She was distended. Her scales were spread apart. Everything looked textbook, and I expected a huge clutch by the size of her and by her actions. And, yeah, I got crap.
Yeah, I know that all too well this season. So
I mean, it happens. And all my other breeders were young breeders, and nothing happened. So I got a goose egg. Well, I don't have a total goose egg for this year, but.
Yeah, what a weird
something.
Season, man. I don't know.
I'm dying over here. I got 50 eggs, and I'm like, that's one clutch for me. I'm what the hell's going on here? So
I
maybe we'll get one
I didn't
more.
Tell everybody about the maybe you guys can give me some input if you've ever seen this before. So I come home, and I'm super excited. I see the citrus tiger in her pose. You know, you just know when you open up the cage, there she is, wrapped around eggs. So I'm thinking, I think I'm going to pull it because I was a little nervous about the egg binding and the caramel girl. So I just wanted to make sure. So I pull her off, and there's one egg. One.
Well, he sent me all these pictures going, look, she's wrapped up, she's coiled. And then he texted me later, I got one egg. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Did you guys ever hear
one?
One
if you had more than four, I was looking at that going, that's a little tiny beehive. There ain't much in there.
Yeah.
One?
One
I've never heard of one.
Man, she had that wrapped tight as could be, man.
Wow.
But,
Well,
it's maybe squeezer out like a tube
babies.
Of toothpaste, man.
Yeah.
What's that?
Squeezer out like a tube of toothpaste. See what else was in there.
Yeah,
there's
I did.
There's got to be some slugs or something. Make sure you palpate her. Make sure there's nothing bound up in there.
I did, man. I squeezed the crap out of her. Nothing came out. Nothing.
Literally.
I mean, anything.
But.
I don't know. I thought it was weird. I never heard of anybody having one egg. I mean, she's not a chicken.
One egg.
She is
just
today.
Like six babies.
Maybe I should call her. That's her new name, Chicken. Like, what the
chicken.
Hell? I've never seen that or heard that or anything. You know, usually they have, like, a slug with it or something.
Yeah. I've never heard of that
just,
small of a python.
Is it a viable egg? Does it look something that's viable?
Oh, yeah. I got an incubator.
Hope for twins.
Fuck it. Take it out of the incubator and cook up a frying pan and let it rock.
Oh, no, not again. Come on, Howard.
don't make me be the only one.
He's still got the caramel
time.
Eggs. He's got eggs.
So, I don't know. Oh, and maybe you can come over and squeeze her like you squeeze girls. I don't know. And she would,
this is hard. This, how we got to this conversation is ridiculous. And,
I was thinking of my misfortune, and now you're squeezing eggs. I don't know.
I don't really know how we got here. Anyway, I've never heard of one egg per clutch. Your carpet python has less eggs than a ball python. Congratulations.
I don't know, man. I was kind of bummed because, well, at least I know which one my holdback is.
I would love to know what size the egg is.
Good call.
Like, is the egg bigger than other ones?
Is the egg bigger? No,
yeah,
it's
like,
the same
you know,
size
like,
as my other eggs.
Oh, then shit. Never mind.
Maybe just
yeah,
one big egg.
A double yolker or something?
Maybe. There's like, you know, six of them in there. So, but.
I don't know.
I
weird.
How old is she? How big is she? Maybe she just couldn't handle more than one.
She's a 2009. She's on the smaller side, but citrus tigers don't get that big. I mean, I think they're kind of on the smaller side. She's maybe 2,000 grams, maybe, 21.
Well, you would know because you own every citrus tiger
citrus
on the friggin'
tiger,
planet.
Exactly. See, when he's talking about how they don't get that big, it's only because he has them all. If I had one, they'd
right. Eric has a very large study group to go off of.
That
yeah,
is,
I'm,
but it's skewed.
Like, yeah. It's like
all the ones I wanted to buy.
Yeah, he has them.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Every single one. I'm like, before I even met this kid, I'm like, who the hell is this Eric guy, and why is he buying every goddamn citrus tiger? So,
you know what? It's interesting you should say that, because
yes.
I said the same thing. Who in the hell is this Eric guy, and why in the hell is he buying the snake I wanted to buy?
And that's about exactly what I said when I saw that guy, Eric, all over all those snakes. I was like, who the hell is Eric? I want that.
Holy shit, everybody wants
exactly.
to kill me.
Yeah, you bastard.
So we all
that's why we're waiting.
You roundly.
Well, we've been waiting
Eric,
for you to breed the damn
Eric.
Tigers, you jerk.
Eric,
oh, he
met
him.
All
he just got one
hold back. You.
The hell with the rest of us.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That thing really had 10 eggs, but he's only letting us know about one of them, so he doesn't feel as
right?
bad when he keeps all of them.
Totally.
Only
he's
going
to feed the rest of them to a blackhead, just not going to share
oh, yeah.
Hoarder.
Yeah.
Hoarder.
I'm a citrus tiger hoarder, I'm sorry.
Well, you're not even close to sorry, that's the problem.
I want one, just give me one.
Hey, you know, it's funny.
Joey's right. Eric's like, ha-ha.
Oh my.
Look at me. Sucks to be you.
He's like, how's that feel to want? I'm like, shut up.
We were just taking some pictures tonight, and most of the younger citrus tigers shed. So we were snapping some pics, and they look good, man.
See, now you've rubbing it in.
About it,
yeah,
a little bit of refinement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, feed them up next
year
so that you can share.
Or send me one so I can breed it to my Hi-Con tiger that I got from Howard. So.
It sucks, man. It's the one thing everybody wants from me, and I don't have any to offer for sale.
You use
a
bet.
That's not a good position to be in.
You were so excited about the Hitch Tigers, and everyone has been like, oh, my God, and you got one freaking egg.
Yeah. I beehopped the hell out of that, man. I just beehopped it all up, you know? I mean, I whored the Citrus Tigers.
Don't say his name.
One egg. What a loser.
And we're not even talking about the face in the hole comments either.
Yeah, don't bring him into this.
No.
We'll all be face in the hole until we die. Okay? Leave that alone.
Yeah, we'll skip over that. So. The Carpet Fest, guys. Are you excited or what? I mean, come on. It's 4 days away, right?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Howard, don't remind me.
It'll be nice to get all these extra snakes out of my house, I'll tell you.
There you go.
This is
yeah,
what the hell is it doing here? God.
I've been
think I'm bringing a dozen snakes.
Holy
really?
Shit.
Wow, okay.
I was going to bring Sophie just to let her cruise so everyone can see what, like, a carpet python is as opposed to, like, a worm, which is what Eric has. So.
Now, Owen.
What?
No, I got to say, you know what, guys? I got to say, honestly, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a lot of work getting geared up, you know, to try to see, you know, meet others' expectations, or anyway, my expectations. I think that's the main issue.
Right.
Okay.
But it's all coming together. The house will be proper, and we're good to go.
Yeah.
We're definitely good to go. I got everything lined up. Owen, the food guy.
Yeah.
You got everything squared away? Are you solid?
Everybody's got a list, and I got the list, and everybody contacted me with what they want drink-wise. There were a few people that even sent me messages today asking for, like, what we were missing. So I kind of cued them in to bring, like, some sides and maybe some non-alcoholic beverages for the people who maybe don't want to get hammered. So
no, absolutely.
I don't know. Who are those people? Right. But anyway.
No. Perfect.
So I think we're okay. We got you got some stuff to chew on while burgers and dogs that Eric's bringing and crabs are getting ready. And then we got some desserts and stuff like that coming in. And then we got the beer and alcohol is flowing. So we should be okay.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I got praise. It's a great
about
day.
Time that, we did something.
That's
you know?
One
hell.
Less thing. That's one less thing off of my plate.
Right.
So
cool.
So I don't want to. I want to say it. I don't want to gloat, but I want to say it. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work.
It is.
You guys, as Eric, as you know, and Owen, as you know, it's a lot of work, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you were working up until, like, I got there last year. You were still, like, mowing the lawn and laying out tables and stuff. So,
it's what I do, man. It's no worries. I'll bitch and complain, but damn it, everybody has a good time, and that's all I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
did we have it up on the site when it starts?
What's that?
Huh?
We have the time it starts on the site so people don't like turn up at like 9 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
They should turn up at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Howard will put them to work.
9 a.m. is perfect.
Yeah, start vacuuming and then, you know, everybody else will be here at 3. Yeah,
yeah 9 a.m.
That's
9
what
mean
you start
perfect.
Drinking at 9 a.m.
I'm going to. No, because I got to drive. But good call. But I'm going to. There's no cake this year, so I don't have to try it out.
See, that was funny because I arrived last year. He's like, I've been trying the keg. I'm like, clearly. So.
Yeah. Owen's
yes,
like,
you
don't say, Mr. Swervy Boy.
You want to come with me and go get ice? I don't think we should, but all right. I don't think we should leave, but okay. So, yeah.
But, yeah, so activities at around 3 o'clock, so
yep.
gives everybody plenty of time.
Yeah,
I would recommend if you're coming in from out of state to leave earlier, because last
early.
Year I got
traffic
stuck.
Traffic is terrible.
In the worst traffic ever. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have, and my best, your best bet, get here as early as you freaking can.
Mm-hmm.
I know it kicks off at 3, but get here as early as you can, because this town is jackass stupid on a Saturday at that time.
Yes.
It really is. And you guys sat in that traffic, so you know this town
yeah,
is jackass stupid at that time. So
yeah.
Your best bet, come early, come the night before. Help me get my Hilton Honors miles. That's a plus. Thanks, Eric.
Right.
Thanks, Tesh. So
yeah.
I
the pre-Carpet Fest party is going to be happening there.
Yeah, and Tony yeah. posted something up about an after party being at Hooters.
Why are we having an after party? Why are you able to physically leave?
I don't know.
Have an
no,
after party?
Somebody's like, well, the after party's at Hooters, which is like right down the street. And I was like, no, the after party's at Howard's.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Is Hooters open at 4 a.m.? Because that's when we stopped last year.
Yeah, right.
We went clean into 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So if Hooters is open at 4, y'all can go up there. I'm probably going to take a nap.
Yeah, they probably have a breakfast. I mean, they are a family restaurant, I hear. So
yeah. No, listen to Julie. Julie enjoyed herself late into the evening, into the early
yes.
morning.
We all sat around, and what was left of us started cracking into the really good stuff.
Yeah,
right on. That's when we started to have fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's, again, if you can go to an after party, you clearly didn't do Carpet Fest right. So,
exactly.
Try again.
Exactly.
There is no, that was my whole point, is there's no
yeah.
after party.
There's no after party.
Yeah, you pull off a 14-hour session, there is no after party. You did the after party.
That was this crap after party.
Everybody leaves and we're still
amateurs.
Yeah. Rookie.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited this year. I don't have to leave, so that's good.
I unfortunately have to go to a wedding, but it's in Maryland, so I'm there as late as it can be until I have to go to the hotel in the further part of Maryland. That's all. So
whereabouts in Maryland?
It's actually right where the Arboreal Symposium is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
not too far.
More area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
So,
there's a couple things I want to hit on real quick for anybody that's
go
listening. I have two rules that I need to state right off. There will be other rules, but right now there's two rules. Number one, there's a fire hydrant across the street from my house. Do not park in front of that.
That makes sense.
They're. I'm not going to say that they're Nazis out here, but that's
nobody wants
to
take it.
Right.
Mm.
Also, nobody's to park in my driveway.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And that's all.
No fire hydrant parking. No driveway.
Don't park in front of the fire hydrant across the street, and don't park in my driveway.
It's pretty
cool.
Easy.
That's very easy.
Yeah, and the only reason for not parking in front of the fire hydrant is because of the cops that may come that I have not invited, and fire hazards.
Right.
And as far as the driveway goes, my vehicle is parked there, and that's where my parents are going to park. Because, yes, my parents will be there.
Yay!
Right. So everyone be on their whoever they are.
You were leading into best behavior, but stopped.
Just whatever.
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Good.
Okay.
We know now.
Cool.
What
That's
else
it,
do
Power.
We want to
There's
touch
two
on?
Rules. Nothing else.
Well, no cops, no broken noses.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
No broken noses.
What was that?
No cops, no broken noses.
Yeah.
No court dates, no broken noses. That's what it is.
Heard,
no court dates.
I've heard that. No court dates, no broken noses, baby. It's on.
Yep. That's rule two by right there.
So body shots are allowed. No punches to the face.
Yeah, you pretty much body shots, blackjacks, you know, phone books, whatever.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
We're good. I'll bring the dog.
Oh, all right, not full quarters. Got
there, there will be an officer here.
Damn. Wait,
yep.
Any of us have outstanding warrants? Because you shouldn't come to Carpet Fest if you do.
No, it's fine. Someone here to watch things.
Excellent.
Yep.
Cool. So we got the, I posted up the auction page over on the Facebook page, so you can check out some of the stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff that's up on the auction block. So.
Yeah, people really stepped up on that. That's one thing we should try and figure out, I guess, right now, is what time do you want to do the auction? What time do you want to start it? Because we've got people to call in and, you know, tell
us
when. I
think we should... Go ahead.
I was thinking like, you know, 6 or 7.
That's what
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Eric, are we bringing my computer and doing a broadcast from Carpet Fest?
Yeah, but I'm probably going to have Zach's computer as well since last time.
Oh, I see.
Get that working.
Zach's
That's right.
computer
no,
is
no.
better. Zach's computer is better.
I see how this goes. All right.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, all right. No. It's okay. This place is cool.
But yeah, bring it. Right. Bring it. So at 6 o'clock right. we'll start, and then people can, I guess, are we going to have them call into the show, or did you have a line for them to call you, Julie, or how were you going to do that?
I'm going to match up any call-ins with somebody with a cell phone. Like, it depends on what they're wanting to bid on, Ruffies, obviously.
Right.
Oh, the one thing to note about the Ruffies, and I have to update the page, there are no more Ruffies left at Bushmaster. Those are the last 2012 Ruffies available. So.
Oh, God.
That's it. Yeah, they sold them all. I talked to Ryan.
That's why you can get them.
Yeah.
So if
you want 2012 Ruffies, that's it.
And let me tell you, everyone that is listening, I already have my price set. I have a number in my head, folks, so beat it or match it.
There's a lot of interest in those Ruffies, for sure.
So.
Yeah.
And I think we'll do those first, so everybody that doesn't win them isn't hoarding their money for possible Ruffy winnings. Which
exactly.
is pretty much in the order that I've got them listed. And this stuff is still coming in. I mean, you know, Buddy sent me that message this morning about the ICAS tickets,
right.
which is just awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
So keep adding till the auction starts.
I will. I absolutely will. The more money we can make, Rico, the better. You know.
Is the last item going to be Howard?
I guess I forgot to put Howard up, didn't I?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of this. I didn't. That was mostly a little bit of a joke. However, I was mostly serious about it. But I'm willing to do it. I'll do it. I said I would. I will.
All right.
Well,
add a picture.
People can bring stuff too. Like I'm still not sure what I'm going to bring. I got to shake out some drawers and see what I've got.
Yeah.
But, you know, if people just show up with more auction stuff, I'm certainly not going to turn it down. I know Zach said that he was – Zach's bringing the snake, but he also said something about bringing some art, too. And I didn't have any photos of it, so I didn't put it up.
He's actually bringing some of the he took the three pictures of the stuff that the photo shoots that he's been doing of my snakes, and he put them, he got them all framed up. So that's going to be.
So you could own a framed picture of Eric Burke's snake, a snake you
will
never own.
A bit on that. I mean, but still,
he won't make you any more for yourself, so you may as well just take a picture.
Maybe it'll be a picture of a citrus tiger. Oh my God! And we can stare at it longingly.
I have to say that I think it's really nice that Zach and Dave Kelly are postponing their wedding.
That is amazing. That is fantastic. Congratulations to them.
For carpet fest. That's great.
Great
devotion.
Cowboy heads.
That shows devotion. And I appreciate that on both of their behalf.
Oh, man.
I love it when Howard's here. I don't have to say him. He does it for me.
You're so dreamy, Howard.
Yeah,
he knows that.
Yeah, keep on dreaming, son.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, good to know.
But no, I got to put it out to both of those young kids that they're the next folks up, man. They have that drive and that desire. So I definitely have to give it to both David and Zach that they have that desire and drive to take the new wave to take this industry to a different level.
Right.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, I really do. I look forward to that because they have that interest. You know, they have that fire, that spark. They have that interest in it that we all have for years. And if we all look back and see and think about where we were, we're the same people they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, funny thing, Zach was telling me a story about when he got into IJs. The reason is because when he came over to my place, I was like, IJs. Look at this one, you know. And it just goes to show you, like, if you're, you know, excited about something, then people get excited about it. And, like, now he's like, IJ nut, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to have it come around.
Here's something that has to be looked at, and I look at all the time, is that you have someone that you look at, and your go-to person, your go-to guy or lady, and you have to nurture that because you had your own go-to guy or go-to lady. You know, you had your own person that when you had questions, you talked to them about it. And that's the best thing about this community is that we're supportive. We're not trying to cut anybody out or share any secrets or anything else like that. If you ask us a question, we'll answer it. And we'll tell you the best we can. And if you ask us a question that we don't know, I've said this many times before, if you ask us a question that we don't know, then we'll find somebody that can, and we'll learn together.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's important to you know, propagate this, you know, at that level.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about, like, when I talked to Zach and Owen, you know, because they live right by me, so sometimes we're talking for hours and hours, is that even though, you know, I'm always learning something from them. I mean, you got to constantly be learning, I think. And, like, just in our conversations, even though we might not agree on certain things, that's me and you, Owen.
Yeah, I know.
Even though we may not agree, it's always good to hear the other side because it starts to make me think. And, one of the cool things that I love about Zach and his knowledge that he took is that, you know, he paid attention to the, you know, everybody with the whole, you know, it's the Terry Phillip method and everything. But the most important thing that he talked about is the fact of if there's something wrong with your snakes, trying to figure out what is wrong and fixing it. And it seems like whenever I talk to anybody about it, everybody is always focused on this old temperature thing and that's all they're focusing on. But they're not really paying attention to what Terry's message is, which is, you know your snakes. And if there's something wrong, figure out why there's wrong. Why did that happen? If you have a respiratory infection, why did it happen? You know, if your snake laid slugs, why did it happen? So, you know, he really caught on to that.
Flipper. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
What did you say, flipper?
Well, I did.
Okay.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that's the cool thing. And it's cool to see people paying attention like that, you know. So.
That's an important thing for any reptile keepers to, like, you know, pay the frick attention.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid. Just makes it better. You can always tell the ones who are doing well. As I look into the other reptile communities and worlds, some of them are terrible with that kind of stuff. Somebody brought over to my table the last Hamburg show, Desert Monitor, to my friend Andrew, and it was literally starving to death because they didn't check to see if it was eating all its food. And it's like, how could you, like, in my mind, I'm like, how can you not know if your animal's eating or not? So,
yeah.
I'm like, I know if mine are eating or not. Usually a rat sitting there. So it's just that kind of weird stuff that needs to be kind of be spread out throughout everybody.
Man, that's a hell of a smell too, isn't it?
Yes, it is hard.
The rat left behind. Woo. But yeah. Cool stuff.
Sweet.
Guys are awful quiet over there. 301 and 704.
Oh, I was updating the website.
See, not everybody can do like five things at once. Eric gets on me. He's like, "Why are you quiet?" I'm like, "I'm typing." He's like, "What?"
I am horrible at it.
Well, I figured I'd better do it now so I didn't forget.
That's good because I would have forgotten too. So,
the attention span of a gnat. What are you gonna do?
It's all right. But something we didn't do last year that I want to make sure we do this year is everybody needs to take the time to really kind of check out the lots. I mean, when we get them up on the block, it's, go check out everything before the auction. You know, handle the animals, check them out, see if there's something you might want. And then, you know, we can get them onto the auction block. So, I guess a little bit of time for everybody to check everything out would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's some of the animals that are going
to
be under lock and key, obviously, so that they don't wander off. So how are we going to control some of that? So if you want to see the roughies or, you know, whatever, we'll have them out during certain times, but they're not going to be sitting on the table.
Right.
Most of us know each other, but who knows? You never know who's going to show up and can't walk off by themselves.
I do have to say that everything will be locked. Everything,
right.
My collection, everything for auction will be locked. And I will say, if I'm not in the room,
right?
Pardon me. It'll be locked.
Yep.
Okay.
Because there are some high dollar animals coming. And if I'm not in that room, that room will be locked.
Right.
So just protect everybody, keep everybody, you know, honest. And if they choose to see the animals, then they can come to see me.
Yep.
Cool. I'm also going to bring my heat cable that I usually bring to shows, because I know that we were concerned about the temperature of all the animals that were sitting on the display table. So just kind of run that and keep them warmish. So.
Well, actually, yeah, please do. However, so far it's supposed to be in the 80s.
Excellent. Because I haven't looked at the weather.
Yeah, as is now, it's supposed to be in the mid-80s, low to mid-80s. So they will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to bring your heat tape, then that's more than welcome.
Excellent. It's
certainly a good idea.
That'll work as well. You know, I mean, you never know. Bring it, and that way you have it.
Yes. Cool. So it sounds like we got a plan, which is scary because I don't really ever go by plans. But, you know, Eric has the next, like, 50 years of breeding planned out, so this must feel very comfortable for him. So.
Well, speaking of which, and you have all the food planned out? Everything's ready to go?
Oh, hell no, but okay.
What?
I have a list. Everybody's bringing what they're – as long as everybody brings what they told me they were going to be bringing, we should be okay. And then we kind of throw it out on tables. You know, Howard, you'll tell me where to put everything when it comes.
Right.
So far, no one's
really
told me that
like,
they need to use the oven or anything like that either. So,
people really contact you and correspond with you as far as different items they were bringing for food?
Most of the stuff that was, I posted that thing up on the, I posted that comment up on the page for Carpet Fest, and a lot of people just kind of shot off on that of what they were bringing, and we didn't really have any repeats of anything. We had a couple dessert items, got a couple, you know, entree items with the crabs and the burgers and hot dogs. We got different forms of alcohol, and then we got the appetizers, like some chips, dip. We got a few things that are coming, like sides, like potato salad and things like that. So we got a pretty good amount of stuff.
Awesome.
So we should be okay.
Thank you very much, Owen. You did a spectacular job.
I live for your praise and your acceptance.
Of course you do, because I'm the one that volunteered you for this job.
You did.
Oh, yeah, so, guess what? Owen's in charge of food. Go talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. That's how that works.
Leave me and Eric
alone. Leave me alone.
That was a good feeling, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Howard?
No, it was more of, it should make Owen feel good about himself and where he is in his life. You know?
Yeah. What?
I was able to contribute too.
Right. And then he has his gavel, so that should be fun.
I do.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a good time.
The official Carpet Fest gavel. It's fantastic.
He's going to get there at 9 a.m. and start drinking, and then we're going to give him a gavel to play with by 6 p.m. That's an awesome plan.
I'll just be hitting that on everything. It'll be great.
Exactly. Watch out for whack-a-mole. It's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Who wants to give me crap? I've got the gavel.
I've got the hammer, yeah. I was tempted to find a really big hammer and be like, this is the official Carpet Fest hammer, and, like, break a table with it, but I decided to go smaller. So.
Yeah. Good job. And
no breaking tables at Howard's.
Watch out for
That's
Carl.
I know. Carl? Why, you think he's going to buy you a red tiger again?
Watch out for him.
Oh, if you pull him up in the air and say, I bid, again, yeah, I will call that as a bid. So you bet.
I bet you
Carl's
going to bid on
Ruffies.
Carl wants Ruffies, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
See, my tax return hasn't been deposited yet, so unless that hits my account in the next couple of days, I'm out of the rough scale thing already, so.
Oh,
you
know what? I'm
going to buy the
Ruffies,
and then I'm going to sell them to Owen for 2 cents more. or $2 more or whatever.
You son of a bitch.
just for whatever. Just I'm gonna wreck you for $3. Yeah. Just to
I'm going to sit there and preside over an auction that's going to send the snakes I really want to somebody else. I hate Carpet Fest.
So is your dad coming, ma'am? Are you bringing
no,
your pop?
No.
That was a big old joke.
Yeah, well, my father's actually a phytophobic. So
really?
He's terrified. Yeah, he's terrified of snakes. And the funny thing is that when I was a youngster, he told me that there were snakes in the hallway to keep me in my bedroom. I kept escaping in the middle of the night. So now I tell him, "Hey, Dad, there's snakes in the hallway." He's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, oh yeah." They
lots of them.
So I don't. He's not going to show up. He does appear at random reptile shows. Just you know. Hassle me and, you know, do that whole fatherly thing. But he was
right.
Pretty much joking about Carpet Fest. If he were to show up, I would be floored. So, but, yeah. Okay. Quiet. He listens to the show every once in a while, so this is a bad idea. And he has the call-in number. He called in before. So.
Uh-oh. Is his area code
951? No, what? No. No, I don't. Wait, what?
Is his area code 951?
I don't think so. I don't know.
All right, let me just click it on, see who it is. 951,
what?
Area code. You have a question or a comment? All right, let me just
click it on, see who it is. I have a question in regards to the Carpet Fest.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I heard they were doing one on the East Coast this year, or on the West Coast this year.
Yes,
they are.
Where? Which part of the West Coast are they doing it? Because I'm living in Southern California, and I've been wanting to go for the last, like, 3 years.
Up in Seattle.
Yes,
Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yeah, it's in June, I believe.
June 8th up in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to fly in, the best place to go is SeaTac. You can fly right into there. You can talk to... Amy and or Heather, and those two in the right way.
Yeah,
if you go to carpetfest.com, there's a link for it, for Northwest Carpet Fest, right in the navigation, and it's got the contact information.
Oh, cool.
Thanks. Perfect.
Well, so we all had a bit of information there. We all collectively knew what the hell was going on.
See how useful we are?
No, that's because Julie and I are supposed to be there.
Oh, really?
We're supposed to be there. That's why we know this.
Oh, good. That's how you got on.
Supposed to and actually going to be are two entirely different worlds.
Aw. Yeah. Howard, you're going to miss the next Hamburg.
Supposed to be, should be, come and look in my kitchen at Carpet Fest, then you'll know why I'm not going.
Yeah.
Oh,
is
it shambles?
Yeah, dude. That's too much calling, man. I just can't swing it.
Nope. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
So you'll be with us at Hamburg then? Okay.
Not the ICAS weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope.
Yep.
I will
I'm not going to be there either, which is.
Are you going to be in Hamburg that weekend?
Oh hell no! But I'm worried about how I'm going to keep my table. I got banished to the back corner the last time. I couldn't get into
right.
Several shows. And they've been freaking out because people have been buying tables and selling them to friends. And apparently they want to keep tabs on how many breeders there are of a certain type there. So I'm like, oh, crap. Because normally I'd be like, hey, you know, Andrew, sit there with your monitors for one show and I'll come get the table again next time. But I feel like we'd get, like, blacklisted. So I have to talk to the promoters on the June show and be like, listen, I'll make up some story about, like, how I got to go someplace. You know,
talk
show.
To,
please don't let me take my table.
Yeah, talk to Denise. Jason and I both have people trying to cover our tables that are going to cover our tables, and they're also going to take some of someone animals just to – make it seem like us.
Right.
But yeah, I booked it, and Jason, I didn't even realize. Jason called me like the next day, and he's like, "Dude, we double booked." I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Yeah, I found out about it the second we were, because I had just been updating my website, and I said, I told Eric on the show, on the radio show, on my cameras that weekend. So,
yeah.
And it was kind of like, oh shit. So, we'll figure that out. I'm probably going to do the same thing.
It's something completely new and different, and I'd much rather, you know. Yeah, there's possible sales at Hamburg, but
right. The
ICAS is something completely different. So let's just go and do that. And it's a hell of a lot closer.
Well, for you, I'm closer to Hamburg. But
right. Well, actually, I'm Casper Christensen.
Yeah,
is going to come down and pick him up from the airport on the 2nd. And we're going to go do a tour of the East Coast Morelia breeders.
I'll clean my snake room.
So, yeah, actually, I got to talk to you guys about that. Anyway, way to spring it on you. Surprise!
There you go.
In August, plan on that.
Cool.
I'm taking
okay
a week
that.
Off. I'm picking them up from the international airport, and I'm going to swing on by everybody's place.
Cool.
Up and down the East Coast.
Man, that sounds like a fun-ass trip, man.
you can hit, like, Eric, me, and Zach in, like, an afternoon.
Exactly my point.
Yeah,
And I got to talk to Curtin, and I don't know where everybody else, Hesham and those guys are up farther north than you are.
Right, I'll bring you to the second site.
Well, locally, I have Mo and Jason that
true.
I can take care of, no worries. And then I don't know what's much south of us.
Well,
not
Julie.
Really. Until Julie. I'm sorry, Julie, you are not nothing. You are
uh-oh.
Everything, baby.
I'm too far away. I'm 7 hours from you.
Right.
Holy crap.
You can come down if you want to, but I'm 7 hours south of Howard, so it's not like you can just swing by.
Right.
that is a point, yeah.
Well, y'all more than welcome, and I got places you can stay the night, but it's a bit far.
Julie, I was not excluding you, but you know that's a hump.
I know.
So.
I know. No problems.
So.
She has to drive it in a few days. She knows. So.
No, I don't have to drive it. That's Joe. I'm going to be doing passenger seat narcolepsy.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going
to. Mickey has that one, doesn't he?
Yep.
Nice, nice. What time? I got a question. What time are you looking to get into town?
About the same time as last year, somewhere around 3 to 4. We head out of here at 8 or 9.
Okay.
You know?
Jesus.
You know, whatever suits your schedule works well, but I got to tell you, this place, this town, is jackass stupid all the time.
Yeah, but we're coming from the south, Howard. We won't have to deal with that.
Oh, okay, that's right. You're coming up over up 301, 3 to 301.
Yeah, and so I'm going to feed my dogs in the morning and just put them in the kennel runs and head up there, you know, that way I don't have
all
to
right.
burn a favor. Because you don't want me bringing the little pet monsters with me.
No, that's okay.
What kind
of
dogs?
We're just head up in the morning. It's not really that bad a drive, you know. Mm-hmm. You know me and the road trip thing. 5, 6, 7 hours. I don't even notice we're going. Not until we hit about 10 or so.
You don't feel like you're going anywhere until you're like 7 hours into it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, now I'm doing something. You know?
When the sun starts coming up about 2 hours south of Tinley and you're going past those windmills, then I'm like, all right, now I need to get there. Now I'm getting tired.
Right. Who the hell, Julie, who said something about driving all the way through from Tinley. Somebody made a comment about he drove all the way home from Tinley in one night, and we're like,
yeah.
And Julie's like, yeah, because that's what you do.
Uh-huh.
It was someone. It just cracked me up.
I can't remember who it was.
That's what we all do. Yeah. Swipe the card and put your foot into it and rock and roll, and you're
done. Absolutely. 14 hours straight. Why dawdle?
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
Joe said to tell you, Julie, that he's leaving at 5 a.m.
Okay. That'll work.
Bam.
Yeah.
I will not be leaving at 5 a.m.
I'm still trying to figure out how many people are staying at my house.
You still don't know that?
Yeah,
that
might be something
like
you want to figure out.
Man.
So far that I know of is Julie, Joe, Luke, Cookie, Peter, and Jarviola.
And anybody else who passes out.
And yeah, and whoever else wants to. Right.
Yeah,
there's plenty of floor space.
I was figuring the grass. I mean,
I got three tents. I got three tents. It's solid.
You sleep where you fall.
You guys have fun with those recliners because they tip back. That was really funny.
I'm sorry.
I'm passed out on the floor. Yeah, seriously. I'm passed out on the floor. Luke's got one of the recliners, and it's like, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I hear this thump, and I see that at the bottom of the recliner. And I looked up, and I kind of peeked over the top, and I'm like, you need some help? He's like, He's going to leave his back and knocked his own ass over in his sleep. It was terrible and terribly funny. The surprise to confused look on his hungover face was priceless.
Oh my god, god.
Whatever.
I mean, mind you, this
is
only a couple hours after.
I walked in, I was like, what are you guys doing? And Julie's like, Luke had a less than ceremonious awakening.
God.
They only recline so far, then after that you're getting dumped on your head.
Oh, no, they recline all the way, I promise you.
Exactly. All the way back, further than you want to. So.
Yep.
Christ.
It was pretty funny.
Had a picture of that.
Beware of the recliners, I'm taking the floor.
Right.
I think Buddy said that he was going to sleep on top of Howard's snack. Stacks, like on top of
his he's like, I'm sleeping on top of his AP racks. It'll be okay.
Okay.
Sure. Go ahead. Have at it.
No worries. Dave Kelly just said, he just sent me a message that says, if you bring your dog, he'll ride them like ponies. Whatever that means, Joel.
What did he say?
He's going to ride your dog. Yeah, like a pony.
What kind of dogs do you...
That's not going to work.
What kind of dogs are they?
I have working Belgian Malinois. There's no way he's riding that like a pony.
Malinois. Oh, Lord,
and
no.
And they're real ones, too. They're not pets.
Let me tell you something, folks. If Julie brings her dog, it's going to eat someone.
The dog's staying home.
Yes.
If given the proper command, and I'm not it.
Can that be an auction item? Like, you know, we now bid for David Kelly to try to see how far he gets for Julie's dog.
I tell you what, if I had enough time, I'd bring a suit and put him in it. Well, that'd be good fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can that be an item on the auction? Holy crap.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be good fun.
Done.
Put him in the
next
suit
year.
And send the dog.
Yes, next year we're doing it.
Okay.
next year it's tripping. For the auction item we all pay for somebody to go in the suit.
Wait, I was going to say, do you have it in my size? I'll wear it.
I'll wear the suit. You kidding me? That's awesome.
You don't want to wear the suit. I promise you, I don't want to wear the suit.
I know I lose. I mean, there's no way you win against those things. I've seen videos of those dogs dragging people out of car windows and
yeah.
them, like, shoving them into traffic or something like that. They're insane.
Yeah, wait, Owen, those are the sissy dogs, not the dogs.
I know. Billy's dogs go through the door, not the window. They go through the door. So... Yeah.
Well, Howard saw the video of Jen's daughter jumping over a big stack of stuff to get to the guy. That was pretty fun. Yeah, so they do that. So the dogs are staying home.
Julie, you talked me into it. You can drink my scotch. It's okay.
Yay! Great.
All I had to do was talk about the dogs. Woo-hoo. So
leave the dog at home. You can drink my scotch. It's okay.
Okay. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Dave says, bring the damn suit.
Oh, shut up. It's all way more than you.
Who said that? Dave Kelly. He just messaged me and said, bring the suit. Bring it.
Like I said, the dog weighs awesome. More than you, Dave. Quit. Quit now. So.
Not bringing the suit. That dog is not for playing with.
I got a suit for him to wear. Anyway.
No idea what it means, but it was funny. Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. Let's get on track with something.
Get back with some things?
Yeah.
Huh?
What did you say?
What? Huh? I didn't say anything.
So Eric, how's your season going? How are your pairings going? What eggs do you have on the ground? What are you awaiting to have on the ground?
He's interviewing
my season sucks. it really does. The season was a total flop for me. I don't know why. I do know why. The girls are too small. I think next year they'll be ready to go.
Oh, hit that.
You know, actually,
so,
we were
but...
talking about this tonight, me and Zach, but you can see... You know how when a carpet python's head is mature?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know that look it has? Yeah, well,
yeah.
Girls, they definitely don't have that mature head yet. But, you know, it's always next year, right? But I have the Carmel girl bred to the zebra jag. So I have, six eggs. So I'm hoping to hit on the triple codon. So that would be cool. I have the one citrus tiger egg, and I thought my red tiger was going to go, but I don't think that she is gravid. So that's my whole season in a nutshell.
seven eggs?
Seven eggs.
Okay.
And I've seen that a lot this year.
I'm not doing too hot either.
From talking with people, is it's a late year
mm-hmm.
for everything, and I've also heard that there's a lot of people doing young pairings, unproven pairings, and nothing's come of it.
Yeah.
So
I did a ton of pairings. I did like four or five pairings this year, and one of them. That I thought that was gonna that looked promising crapped out on me.
Yeah.
And the rest were just, you know, young pairings and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like I said, I think the girls are just too small, but I know everybody always says next year, but next year I have most of the stock that I purchased when I did a lot of purchasing of higher-end carpets. They'll be ready for, it was in 2010, so 2014 those girls should be ready to go. Like Albino Jag, the Zebra Head Albino, Albino Jag, the Caramel Head Albino, Albino to
all
Atlantic.
All the fun stuff. Yeah.
Albino to Citrus Tiger. Granite Jag, the Zebra Head Granite, Caramel Head Granite, the Granite, Exotic Jags, what else? Super Caramel
I'm
Zebra
sorry.
Jag, the Caramel Zebra.
This is what I deal with all the time when I get them on the phone, okay?
Right.
You have to suffer and listen through it.
Yeah.
Let them go.
That's just some of them. Actually, I'm pretty excited about my Poison Ivy IJ. I'm going to do a joint pairing with Jason, his McManus line IJs. That should be really cool. See if that's reproducible.
Right.
What else? I'm going to try Carmel Weaver to Ocelot Jag.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens with that. I should have some Gamma stuff. You know, that stuff should be of age. So I have about 20 possible pairings. So if the same way goes true and I only get half of that, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something I wanted to tell you, Eric. What was it? Shut up.
Thank you.
You got so much stuff going on, man, and I'm just trying to get my shit together on a couple pairings.
Yeah, and it's funny because I asked him, like, I'm like, dude, this is the stuff I'm shopping for this year. And he's like, you don't want to know my shopping list. I'm like, you're right, I don't. Shut up. So.
Yeah, right?
That's Eric's new nickname, Shut Up.
Shut up. Eric, shut up, Burke.
Yeah.
That's Mr.
I'm
going to
take,
Eric,
I think what should be cool is, actually, hopefully Zach gets a picture of him tonight, but I have a Balin 09 Tiger Jag, and I have this really bone white citrus tiger, and he's male, and I'm going to put him with her to try for some, like, those really nice, like, Will Leary had, those, like, white-looking Tiger Jags.
The super Tiger Jag things he had for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well,
and that bone white Tiger Jag, that's what that tiger brings to the Jag, is that bone white color, especially right behind the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you get that coloration. And I'm kind of stoked that, you know, I don't post pictures on anywhere, and I'm kind of stoked for people to see what I have and then be like, no shit, where have you been? Why are you hiding this?
Right.
It'll come out, like Eric. It'll be out in a couple years. You'll see it.
Cool.
Don't you worry your pretty little head. It'll happen.
Yeah, how about that? Like what? What you got?
The stuff he had on his table, Howard's table. Some real nice stuff. Too bad he doesn't take pictures of his animals.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's all right. I don't either. Like, you know, my Carmel Tiger went from hatchling to, like, age 2 in pictures, so...
the one that I saw in person, you talk about me being a hoarder.
Oh, you mean the Carmels?
Yeah, the Carmel, the Carmel Tiger, the top end one.
I put her up on the Rogue's Facebook page this week because I was taking pictures of her and the ivory diamond thing that's still there that I love. Anyway, that mutt creature. But, yeah, I've taken some pictures, but you're right, I'm hoarding them. You don't ever get to see pictures of them or any of the stuff that we're working with. So, I mean, we had 12 possible pairings this year. We only got 3.
Wow.
Between my stuff and Chris's stuff.
If you don't see what I have at the shows or what I have on Facebook, you don't see anything.
Yeah, true. What did you say, Eric?
I was asking Julie what kind of cool IJ stuff she has going on next year.
No one cares about that.
Everything.
There should be quite a few. I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm going to put together, but, you know, it's all going to be Granite Outcross stuff for the most part.
Yeah, I need a Granite Girls.
There's more of that. More of that stuff. cool. Should start seeing some of that stuff peek out of eggs in the next week or so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you think that the that lavender will, do you think that's going to be something that's reproducible and you can refine that?
You know, I don't know. I'll find out, you know, shortly, because I've got fig eggs that are going to hatch in about maybe 10 days or so. We'll see what comes out of that, and then, you know, go from there.
Cool.
That one real pretty lavender I've got is still a couple of years away from going, but yeah, we'll see what we get from that.
Cool.
I like it. It sure is nice. You know, that K2, she carries a lot of that kind of steel blue. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Look at underneath of her. She's got like a ton of that steel blue. And I know Luke's got a male sibling of hers that he had him at Tinley, and he was kind of in his light phase, and he was just a really pretty lavenderish blue color. Kind of that old, remember when Anthony was promoting those kind of like steel blue IJs?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that stuff. So we'll see what that offers. We tried to get her to go this year. She didn't, you know. So she's going to stick around for another year and be bred to Grand Pool Boy next year. See what she can come up with. Yeah. I really hope, because she's possible head. So if we could get Granites from that, that'd be great.
Yeah. I have a question. I hear about the IJs and their light phase and dark phase. What is that? Is that just time period, or is that a cycle that they go through?
It seems kind of random, really. You know, K2 will do it. In the morning, she's almost always light. But some of the others, totally random.
Yeah,
it's like they almost go hypo on you, but all their black kind of goes gray, and their oranges are a lot more bright, their lavender is a lot more bright. So.
And what's the schedule? I mean, please, you know, I'm just looking to be educated on this point.
There really isn't a schedule.
Is there any schedule on this within feeding cycles or photo periods?
I haven't been able to predict it. Like, my rainbows will have, like, white sides at night almost constantly, and in the daytime they go back to more normal colors. But the IJs, it just seems more random. You know, K2 happens to do it most nights, you know, 5, 6 a.m. if you're, for whatever reason, in the snake room, which sometimes I'm out there spying on my snakes. She'll be light. But some of the other ones, it's just completely, oh, wow, you're light today. It's not like after a shed. It's not like because it's a certain time of day. It's just, and then they'll do it for like 3 or 4 days. Remember that that nice female I had at Richmond in October? She was super light, and she just looked fantastic, you know. But I couldn't have made her do that. It's not like a gecko where you can, you know, fire them up. They just sort of do it sometimes.
That's funny. I guess I'll have to look at my IJs closer. See how we're on there.
I noticed it. It's no rhyme or reason. It could be daytime, nighttime. I used to think it was at night, but.
With some individuals, it does seem to be more cycled like that. Like, it seems some of them, if you keep them in a drawer, they end up staying light more often and they do in a display, but it really is, it seems fairly random.
That's why I asked, because I wasn't sure how that worked. And funny thing is, I don't really notice that in any of my other carpets.
Not at all.
That's
not
because
at all.
Because they don't do it.
Short answer, because they don't do
Actually, the Darwins do. The Darwins do, too. I've noticed that.
Well,
really?
In the scope of things, are Darwins closely, how closely related to IJs are Darwins?
I don't know. Read the book.
Well, God damn it, I don't want them.
Actually, we were talking about that again tonight. When you have a Darwin in front of you and you have an IJ in front of you, they don't look alike to me.
No, they don't. No, I think they look completely different. They act completely different, too.
Yeah.
We were
I
in
mean, you're
I
looking at their color. I guess their colors palette that they have is probably similar, but as far as their body structure, head structure, to me they look completely different.
Even their skills look different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everything about them is different.
We were in Tinley a couple years ago, October. We were in Tinley, and Terry was bending right next to me. So Terry and I were, you know, joking with each other, this, that, and the other. And I looked over at him, and he had a Darwin, you know, just whatever, a Darwin male, female, not an albino or anything fancy. And I looked over, and I was like, so how much for the Jag Sib? And he just freaking lost it. I was like, it looks like a Jag Sib. How much for the Jag Sib? Like one, you know, $80? I'll give you $80 for that. And he's like, the only thing, he looked at me and then looked down at the Darwin and looked back at me. He goes, fuck you, Howard. That's all he had.
That's all there is.
It was great. It was great. I was like, no, we're just hanging out, this, that, and the other, you know, customers flying by. I was like, so how much for the sip there? So it was it was great.
Good stuff.
And I think that's where we sealed our friendship at that moment in time. He's like, dude, you're all right.
Was a fuck you, Howard.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah, I think you're just going to see some cool stuff coming out of the IJ world in the upcoming years. You guys are going to be surprised.
If you say
I reserve judgment.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't know about you, Julie, but I've noticed that the IJs are so easy to photograph. Do you have that same?
They are. I think all of them are easy to photograph, though, really. The Darwins are a bit busy, but for the most part, they're all pretty easy.
Yeah, if
I
you hit them hard
for
enough,
the life
they're easy to photograph.
Can't get the jungle to stay still. What'd you say?
You can't get the jungle to sit still?
No, they don't sit still.
Well, that's because you don't drink enough.
Exactly.
I told you the secret. Everybody wants to know the secret of photography. You need to drink a lot. Because then you don't care. And if they move around, you'll get frustrated. Yeah, it just doesn't matter. You know? And you end up bleeding, and you drink a lot, and you get a bunch of photos, and you're done. That's the secret.
Some of the photos of the floor, ceiling, couple of the snake,
That works fine, too. And if they move, you just tell them, stop moving, and they do.
Yeah.
It works for me.
Yeah.
It might be that part where I forget about them underneath the wall.
The drinking part works for us.
Yeah. That.
Yeah, that works fine.
I probably forget that they're under the bowl, and then they completely pass out, and I pick up the bowl like half hour later and take pictures of them. So, you know, it's the drinking.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
See, I'm just going
to
make Jack build a giant
light. Man, I don't mean to cut out on you, but it's getting to be bedtime for me.
Okay.
All right, Howard, thanks for poking around with us, and we'll see you Saturday.
Saturday, yeah, or if not sooner, Friday night, Saturday morning, that'll work well. If anybody has any questions about Carpet Fest, please call me at 301-852-1004, and I'll be sure to
help
you answer any questions
in whatever aspect you need. Yeah, I'll make up some kind of shit. But anyway, sure. So,
go to bed, sunshine. You got work in the morning.
What's that?
Go to bed, sunshine. You got work in the morning. You've been up too long.
Yeah. The long
I got to get up at 4:30 and go to work. So
I got to get up at 5. I'm right there with you. Woo!
So, yuck.
Yeah, but I work.
You could probably.
Ouch.
Parting shot.
Fuck you, Howard.
Hey, I tell you what. I'll go to work with you. You go to work with me one day. I'll go to work with you one day, and we'll decide.
My work is sad. You don't want to go there.
Yeah, my work is work. So anyway, it doesn't matter. I have more opportunities to disagree with you at Carpet Fest, Owen, on Saturday.
In person. Oh, my
In
God.
In person, right. That's right. I've already filled my quota on agreeing with you, so guess what? It's on. No worries for you. You don't see at this point. You don't even have to worry about it because you know I'm gonna bust your balls from here on out.
I know,
so.
I know it's gonna be half the party is gonna be busting my balls, and then I just start getting you know the baby breeders, and then it's okay.
Yeah, you're on Easy Street. You're on Easy Street at this point. The best thing you can do at this point is rap on Kelly and Zach. That's the best thing you have, actually.
I don't know about Zach. That's Eric's little peon. I don't really want to mess up that one.
Ouch.
Damn.
Wait, you just called him a peon? That's not cool.
I know, right? What the hell?
Damn.
If you want some pictures, dude, that's not the way to go about it.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that ain't happening now.
That's the ridiculous laugh I have. Sorry, that was funny.
Well, I figure if we're going to go for broke, might as well. Either way.
That's true Owen style. True Owen style. Well, I guess we could probably cut the show short tonight because we're going to be, coming at you on Saturday from the auction. And then I guess next week we'll let everybody know how much fun we had and they didn't. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right,
cool.
Right.
Right. So, all right.
Anywho, all right. Owen, Eric, thank you very much. Julie, always a pleasure. And I'll be seeing y'all soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Howard.
All right, folks. Take care now.
See you, Howard.
Bye.
Bye.
Anything you want to shout out, Julie, before we jump off?
Just bring all your money so you can give it to Rico. We'll give you snakes in exchange.
Rob a bank if you have to.
Rob a bank. Bring your credit cards. Give it.
Firstborn child. All works.
Nah, we don't need those.
All right.
The market for those is crap.
Well, human trafficking. I mean, you know, there's organ trafficking as well, so we can always do something.
They have not selectively bred them enough yet, so.
Okay.
That's cool. Definitely. I guess I think how we're going to do it is you're going to have somebody that they can link up with that could be on the phone for them doing phone bids. Is that how we're doing it?
Right.
Yeah, if anybody is wanting to call in, I've got a list, and we'll hook them up based on what they want with somebody who's not bidding on that. Like, obviously, I'm not going to be bidding on the roughies because I don't need to. So, I can have somebody call my phone, and if we have more than one call in, you know, we'll find somebody else that's not going to be bidding on the roughies that can handle their call in.
Right. Gotcha.
I put the details for that on the webpage, too.
Okay. Cool.
Excellent.
All right.
Oh, cool. Let's
all right.
Get geared up and do this.
All right. See you guys in a couple of days.
Okay,
right, thanks, Julie.
Later. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. We will. I know we've been kind of off the kilter for the past couple of weeks with shows and guests, but we're going to be back
just
on track starting in the next couple shows with some guests and such. But we're really gearing up for Carpet Fest. We're doing a cool thing for a great guy. So we're going to have a great time. So that's why we've kind of devoted so much time to
getting this done.
So,
do we have a giant cardboard check that we will be presenting, Rico, or did we forego that again?
No, I think how it's going to work is where Julie has his PayPal account.
Okay.
And as soon as you bid on the animal and you have the money,
it goes right to it.
It goes right from your account, credit card, whatever, right to his.
Right to you.
So he gets it right
away.
So it's not even going to the donation page that they have set up. It's going to go straight to his account. So.
Excellent. Even though I would still like one of those giant checks. Just one.
I think I'm like bring a big check just for you, Owen. Just to
really? Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Just so you can hold it with your gavel and you know.
Yeah, then we can take a giant group picture with the big check. Oh
with
my God, it's
check.
Fantastic. I love it. It has to be done now.
If I make it out of a piece of cardboard, I think I'm going to have to do it.
No, damn it. Nice. It's got to be good now.
So, but yeah, I'll just run down the list, and then we'll cut the show early tonight. So obviously, Carpet Fest is this weekend. If you have not made plans to come out and you are not doing anything for the weekend, definitely something to head up and head out to and hang out with us. Will be a good time. And that's Waldorf, Maryland. Give a shout-out for Howard Redding from Redding Reptile Breeders. Go over, like, his Facebook page. And then Julie from GFX Moralia. Same there. You can go over and like her Facebook page. And who else do we have? Well, of course, there's us, Moralia Python Radio. And there is Rogue Reptiles, and then there's E.D. Moralia. So go check them all out. make sure you go over and sign up for the forums, www.moraliapythons.com. That's the Moralia Python forum, which actually, cool enough, just on a side note, we didn't get to hit on this in the beginning, but the Sean... the guy that runs the site over there, he hatched out the first albino zebra in the state.
I did see that.
That's
and then
cool
Ed from Constrictors Northwest, I believe, got some ivory jungles hatched out. I want one. I'm top of the list, apparently, so it's like, yes!
Cool.
You can pair up that.
Cool stuff.
Damn much.
And I think they're outcrossed too, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go over and check that out. The Arboreal Symposium. That's www.arborealsymposium.com. That's August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Go over and get your ticket. Check it out. Get all the info there. That's going to be a good time. What else do we have? I'm forgetting something, Alan. What am I forgetting? I have my list in front of me, and I'm forgetting. I guess
Your own stuff? EB Moralia?
I usually don't push my own stuff, but sure, why not? EBMoralia.com. Go over to like our Facebook page, EB Moralia, and check out what we have going on. There's about to be a flurry of pictures of what we took tonight. So, yeah, go over and check it out. I'll give a shout out to Zach because he took the pictures. If you need somebody to take pictures for you, Zach is the guy for you. You can check him out at Zach Baez on Facebook, or you can check out Dark Side Exotics. So I hope I got that right. Yeah, it's Dark Side.
You did. Yeah,
right. I know he's like a big Papua New Guinea, and I'm thinking, is it PNG Exotics or Dark Side Exotics?
No,
Dark
Side
Exotics.
You got that right, which is shameful that you had to check. But anyway.
Well, I know. I got all the ideas of what he was sending me all the time when he was updating this stuff. But, yep, that's all I have. Oh, one more thing. I'll throw a plug out for our buddies, Justin Julander and Nick Mutton and Peter Birch. If you haven't checked out the new
solid
Children's Python book,
yeah,
it's definitely a good read, good pickup. I'm halfway through. A lot of cool stuff in there. And if you're into Pythons at all, you'll enjoy the book. Those guys have a wealth of info when it comes to Pythons, Australian Pythons. And hopefully we can get the three of them on a show together to talk about the book and Antares in general. So should be
that'd be nice.
That'd be a good show. So that's all I got. Go ahead, Owen.
Go to www.carpetfest.com. Check out the Northwest Carpet Fest. If you are in the Northwest area, if you can't make it out to us, the East Coast, at least try to make it to one of them. It's a wealth of information. It's very good, especially if you're just starting out. For us, you can check us out at rogue-reptiles.com. You can also go to rogue-reptiles@facebook.com. It's the best way to get as much up-to-date information on the happenings of Rogue through the Facebook page. It'll be updated pictures of the animals as well as announcements from eggs, hatch dates, things like that. We are getting ever closer. We have condensation in the super caramel egg boxes, which in my opinion is days away. So probably in the next couple, 2 weeks or so, we'll probably have some super caramels hatching out here. If you want to be put on any of the wait lists or anything else for any of the animals that are coming, we got super caramels hatching soon, original line tigers hatching soon, and some red tigers that will probably be laid in the next few weeks. If you want to be put on any of those lists, contact me. We'll get you on there. Other than that, I guess we have nothing else tonight. We're going to end a little early. Definitely check us out. Watch the Twitter page as well as Facebook. We're going to announce when we're going to be on air on Saturday at Carpet Fest. If you are going to be at Carpet Fest, we look forward to seeing you and hanging out with everybody. For everybody else who can't make it, thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you next time for some more Morelia Python Radio. Good night.